welcome to Spriggins A Geek. I'm Bat.
And I'm Hammer this time.
Yes, you are. And this is our Week in Geek. And you know, no matter how many times I hear that theme song, I still love that. I randomly sing it at work.
I love that damn thing. And I actually kind of want to look up the cartoons. I just haven't got up the, you know, the wherewithal to actually go look up on YouTube and type in the cartoon. But I love that damn theme, which will be really funny when we go through and have to edit this and get our own theme made, because we really have to do that soon.
Yeah.
If we have any musically inclined people that are really entertaining or wanted to give a take a quack at it. Yeah, I am off my game lately today, man.
Quack.
Corduck. The Corduck has spoken. It's totally an Arizona thing.
Yes, it is.
Pretty much, I don't think we have any listeners outside of Arizona, but
we might. We keep running into random people we don't know listen. Yeah. So
98 KUPD. That's our one of the local rock stations, and they have their guys. I can't even think about the damn names. You know them. Thank you, Holmberg in the Morning. Love that shit. That's and I didn't realize they're on the radio for 6 hours almost.
That's one of the few radio shows that I would listen to without music.
Yeah, I actually prefer without the music because I like their BSery.
The music's the same every morning, so I'm just kind of over it. But they're different every day.
Yeah. And I like their stuff when they do their greatest ofs and stuff like that. Yeah. But that's where Corduck is. So if you wanted to look up Corduck, because I can't even remember the story. You know the story better than I do.
Basically, when there was the earthquake in Japan or China, when they had the huge tsunami.
That was Japan.
A lady had written in saying, we have to look out, something, something, blah, 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 be careful of the earthquakes instead of the earthquakes. So then they were talking about how there's, you know, a mystical being in the center of the earth called Corduck, and he quacked and made the tsunami, and da, da, da. They went on and on and on for the entire rest of the day over the earth quack.
Because it's brilliant. That's one of those things you need outside input to get that kind of amazing stuff happening. I remember hearing about that when we did our D&D game, and I was just like, this is the best thing. This needs to be a boss in a video game.
Yes.
Quack. And I won't do that anymore, but... But yeah, no, so again, if you have any people out there, if we have any people out there that are really musically inclined and want to make us up a jingle, even if it talks about dicks and penises and stuff, well, I guess that'd be all right. I guess not. He's giving me the eyebrow. Well, I'd prefer something a little bit.
Yeah, I'd prefer not being like, there's a dick in Bat, there's a dick in Hammer, yay, Bat and Hammer.
Actually, that was actually pretty good. You missed it. See? Bravo. You told you he's a musically inclined one.
Not too bad.
You should have seen he had both hands out there, so he had one in each there, and he was doing the little bat wing flash airplane thing. It was pretty awesome.
Doing a little dance with my fake dildos.
Yes. I like how I was doing the motion too, but because, you know, I wanted to reiterate for people so they can enjoy it as well.
Yeah.
But yes. So if you do, let us know.
Yeah, at some point we got to get rid of that, unfortunately.
But. Yeah, and then all these other podcasts, which I was realizing when I was going back and we changed over the thing to the new hosting. I was realizing I was reading through a bunch of old podcasts, and I'll just change a few wordings here. No, there's entire paragraphs where we're blathering on about it, we have Podomatic, we have this, and I'm like, change, delete.
Well, the only thing we'll actually have to change will be the intro. Everybody at this point will know that we're no longer on Podomatic.
But I mean, this conversation will be funny when people are like, I don't get it. Their stuff isn't the same, because I'm going to go back and I'm going to go Lucas it all, man. I'm going to go cut back and put the new ones on.
Yeah, never happened. No, we always had this intro.
Exactly. No, we've never.
And we're looking at a soundboard, so trust me, there will be a whole lot of what? No's.
Oh,
all
my
the time.
God, it's going to turn into a horrible radio show, but man, it'll be fun.
It's going to be everywhere.
Yes.
So I guess we should start out. We got some bad news. We actually didn't go see a movie this weekend.
No, we didn't. It was kind of a little depressing.
We saw two.
That was good.
Creepy, and we both had the same thing.
Yeah, I like it. I was pretty excited.
Sometimes. So we went and saw a sneak preview of Jurassic Park 3D, and we saw G.I. Joe Retaliation.
Mm-hmm.
Which one do you want to cover first? I would say Jurassic Park because it's simple.
That one's pretty easy.
So we'll start with Jurassic Park. I can't recommend people go see it.
Yeah, I'd say I'm pretty dumb and simple. I'm how about this?
I can recommend.
Sorry, my throat's killing me.
If you want to see Jurassic Park in the theater again,
yeah, but I mean,
if you want to see it for the 3D, don't. The transfer was horrible.
It was really badly done. I think the thing, like I was telling you, and I'm glad it wasn't just me, but like for some reason on the right hand side of the screen, like probably if you look at it and break it into thirds, there's the left hand, the center, and the right hand side. The right hand side almost consistently had like it was is haloing. It had the blue and the red. You can see it was a really bad transfer, and I don't know. Again, I've heard people like the lady, I mean, mind you, she's a publicist saying that, you know, she's like, I saw an IMAX, I didn't see anything bad. And it could very well just be the projector. But I mean, even still, I mean, from what I did see there, it was nothing jaw dropping that I had to go see 3D for.
No, no.
But I would recommend that if you want to see it, I mean, it's still Jurassic Park. Maybe see it without 3D, which I'm sure it's out there without 3D.
I would imagine so. It's nice to see it on the big screen. It had been so long since I'd seen it that it was new again. And I remember stuff, but there were parts that I was having trouble piecing back together what happens next. And
or in the right order.
As soon as something happened, I'm like, okay, now I know where it goes. Now I know where it goes. And it was really fun to watch again as almost new.
It was.
And that was the first movie that I can recall that had a movie experience with it.
Oh, like, you mean the second time or the first time?
The very first Jurassic Park. You know, everybody went and saw that in the theater.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
And that was probably the first one that I recall that had a real experience around it.
You'll laugh at me. Mine is, because it's the first one I can remember very vividly, was Aladdin. Because that's not even the first movie I went to, but it's the first one for the Disney one. It's the first one I remember going to and just seeing, like, the bright blues, the colors and everything popping. And it was one of those ones that my memory's horrible. But that was, like, one of the ones I vividly remember
to. Well, I'm not talking experience of the movie. I'm just talking a full experience that...
Like the sight
everybody
sound
went to.
Oh.
It was this huge thing. Like it was, you know, like Avengers now, or you know,
Batman,
everybody
like
goes
Avatar.
To it. It's a huge experience. It's
you.
Not just the
it's
time
in
the
movie.
Theater. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That was the first big event movie that I recall that I had gone to.
I about to say I can't even remember. I remember seeing in the theaters. I can't tell you that I remember. Well, I can't remember my experience in the theaters. I just remember seeing it. I loved it, though. I mean,
yes.
And I think I saw the movie about a year, maybe 2 years ago. Like, I decided I'll watch it again. But my go-to movie of just wanting to watch and turn on in the background was actually Lost World, because it's bad and I can ignore most of it, but it's still fun. But I hadn't actually watched the original one in a long time, and it was the same thing. It was like little breadcrumbs. I would pick up trails here and there. And I guess what excited me is that they didn't change it. They didn't Lucas it to go back. And I'm like, you know what? I give bravo to that, because that gives a testament to the movie that besides the future technology stuff, you know, with the VR and the big CRT computer screens and talking about how awesome that is. I mean, everything else I think holds up really well. In fact, you can call it a period piece almost.
Well, I mean, they weren't in the future. They were working with technology that they had at that time. So, of course, you're not going to look at the screens and be like, why aren't they using flat screens? Well, they didn't have flat screens in the 90s. You know, it wasn't part of their technology.
That'll be a point I'm going to bring up to you about G.I. Joe, by the way.
Okay.
But it's just so you can remind me about this. But I liked it. I thought the movie itself, I'm surprised how well it held up.
Yes.
The CG, because it was honestly pretty sparingly. I'm sure they touched up a little bit. But the thing I noticed was the sound. Like, I loved hearing, like, the freaking T-Rex sound.
Yes.
I was like, I want a better sound system than one theater we went to, though, because I imagine it almost gets better in, like, an IMAX. That's why I go to IMAXs for sound now. But, yeah, I would say, I mean, 3D was a pretty bad transfer. And
yes,
it was. I'm about to say, if that's the actual movie and it's not the projection, it was just that is the movie, man, those guys did a piss-poor take.
Yeah,
they must have looked it over some of their, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I almost hope it was the projection, because if they released that like that, I don't know what they were watching, especially the scene where, you know, Sam Neill's rescuing Tim out of the Jeep in the tree. All you saw was blur and like half of Sam Neill's face. It was
that weird little orange thing, right? That was hanging in the ground.
Because it was the framing of the window, but you couldn't tell because it was popped out and just blurry and orange. You were like, oh,
yeah, it was the one
on
thing
here.
Like, it wasn't in focus, wasn't out of focus, which is weird, isn't that? Normally they cut it and put in like two planes. I don't know how they do transfers, but that was bad.
It
I remember that because I was
bad.
Like closing one eye. Sometimes I was doing that just to see if that helped the image, but I would say recommend go and see the movie itself. See it in the theaters because it's fun. Hopefully you can see without 3D. I would not recommend anyone paying for that if that's the way. And
I agree.
Prove me wrong. Please tell me. Someone go see it and tell me that the right hand of the screen.
I know
is
that
not
your friend
bad.
Said he was going
to
go see it on
so
Tuesday.
So I'm actually kind of hoping he gets back to me and tells me if it's different.
Right.
Because I'd love to know. But yeah, it held up well.
So see the movie if you can in 2D.
Don't
don't pay for 3D. No. Unless, you know, we'll post something if we get news back saying it was just that specific theater, but...
Because that was my biggest gripe. I mean...
Yeah. That was the only gripe I had, was the 3D. Yes, there's some parts of the movie that once you go back and watch it, you're like, why is that there?
Yeah, or like, you know, for like... Well, I mean, we can spoil this. The movie's been out for so long.
Why is there an outhouse on the trail when they're like, don't leave the cars? Well, why is there an outhouse?
Tim, why doesn't he go get the damn gun? He's just sitting there banging on his sister's chair when the Velociraptors try to get him. I'm like, come on! I know it could be a kid. You don't remember that? When... What's the two kids' name?
Tim and Lexi.
So Lexi's on the computer trying to turn the locks
on. Oh, yeah. And they're holding the door.
And they're holding the door. And he's like, I can't get the gun. I'm like,
why didn't Tim go grab the gun?
I'm like, I hope they use the gun and shoot Tim.
But that's our quick kind of review of Jurassic Park 3D. Avoid the 3D.
The movie still
the Jurassic Park. Yeah, the movie holds up really well.
And like I said,
and it's fun.
Practical special effects, they hold up so much better. I mean, like, I remember watching old Dawn of the Dead stuff like that, and you pull out the guts from those things, and I'm just like, I feel nauseous.
Although the CGI, I think, held up pretty well.
But I feel like it was used pretty sparingly. Like, it was not seamless.
There were very few, you know, the when they're running from the whatever's, when the T-Rex comes out and
the grabs. Yeah, they're like the bird. One's like a running kangaroos, whatever. Yeah.
It's still good, though.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't look bad, so.
So that was a fun one, and it was free. Yeah. Thank you to our friend Brian.
Yes.
We always love Brian's.
Yeah, we have way too many of them.
Yeah, we do. Hence why we all have nicknames.
And now we'll kind of move to our review of G.I. Joe Retaliation.
Which we went and paid for.
Which we did pay for.
So we did our donations to the movie the movie gods this week.
All right. Let's start with some pros.
Okay.
Pro. Cobra Commander's helmet.
Oh, my God.
Dude. You, me, and Whitney all were just like, oh!
The Wonder Woman was pretty much banging on my like legs, going, "Oh my god!"
That helmet.
It was
perfect.
It was really.
It wasn't just that blue. You know, it wasn't weird, cheesy like it was in the cartoon,
and it wasn't the first one.
Yeah, but the second one, and when they went into that first person view that had like the snake bites at the very top.
Yes,
I thought that was a clever little trick. They didn't need to go into that view for as long as they did.
Yeah.
Clever little trick. I loved Cobra Commander's costume. Perfect. I loved his
voice. I mean, how about this? I liked his voice because it wasn't grating, but it wasn't cheesy. It was that nice balance where I can see this as a...
It was Bane light.
Yeah, I guess. Without the high pitch, you know,
yeah.
Patrick Stewart.
No, it was fine. I had no problem with Cobra Commander, actually. None at all. I loved Cobra Commander.
Pros. Like, how about this? Action-wise, I actually enjoyed the action for the most part. I think this might be a pro for me only, but...
I think so.
Okay, but I mean, like, I had fun. The fights were fun. It was...
Let's put it this way. My pro was Cobra Commander.
Was your pro was Cobra Commander? So I can go on for a bit?
Yeah, go ahead.
How about this? If you like Rock movies, do you like The Rock in this? Because he's pretty much the same character.
The Rock, not Rock movies.
Yeah, but if you like The Rock, sorry, in movies, in the movies he's usually in, he's honestly playing pretty much the same character in everything. I again, how about this? I can't fault it for the fact that it works and it brings butts in the audience. So he is what he is. I will say that the pro that I was surprised, maybe it's not a pro, but I was surprised about the spoiler that I thought it was.
Oh, yeah. The spoiler does come true.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, well, huh. And I guess I'll have to either, we'll do a little thing at the end of the podcast so you can, you know, bleep it out and end it if you want to, or I'll post it on the blog. But I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't understand why they pushed back the movie so far now. Because, yeah, there wasn't much.
The other rumor I heard was because Magic Mike was coming out that summer as well.
Oh, and he's in Channing Tatum,
in that one.
And they didn't want cross pollination.
Apparently,
with Magic Mike,
because
you know all those people want to see G.I. Joe, want to go see
Duking
it out.
Ugh. That was bad.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I try. Okay, how about this? I don't know. It was fun. That's my pro. Your cons.
I know that we've given Lucas a lot of flack on the podcast.
I'm leaning in because I'm curious now.
The internet has done it. However, when he does a fight scene or an action scene, you know what's going on. Because he tends to pull back and let you see the entire scene.
Okay, are we talking
about... In G.I. Joe, I had no fucking idea what was going on half the time.
Okay.
The very beginning fight where they're taking over...
Storming for a nuclear facility.
No, the very first one where they...
They're rescuing a prisoner?
Yes.
Okay.
The Rock and Duke are fighting two people, and I had a tough time figuring out who was who.
I agree on that one. I'm sorry.
Then they took over the nuclear base, which had no security whatsoever.
Whatever. And they're very, very stereotypically dressed, which I thought was kind of funny.
Very stereotypically dressed, very stereotypical location, whatever. The fight scene with Snake Eyes
and Storm Shadow.
Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow, yes. Snake Eyes and
the red chick,
the dudes on the ropes.
Oh, the cliffhanger on ice.
Yes, on ice.
It kind of looked like a ballet kind of thing when they were dancing around. Best I can come up with. I'm sorry.
There was so much going on that everything was moving so fast that I couldn't keep track of it.
Okay.
Pull back. And does every fight scene need 14 slow motion effects? Come on, Michael Bay. I know he didn't do this, but
I know.
Every fight had these slow motion effects that didn't need to be there. Every fight. And
I won't lie, I'm having trouble remembering most of them, except for on the ones on the ropes.
There were the ones on the ropes. There was
the bullet, the weird wangly bullet that they just put in for one scene, which I was a little depressed. I thought it actually would play a bigger role.
I thought it was kind of cool.
I thought it was cool.
The fight with Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow where he's shooting the ninja stars.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
The Bruce Willis back. Every single thing had slow motion fights.
I won't lie.
The explosion of the gas, the glass tubes that had everybody in it, where they shoot it and they're like, oh shit, water's flowing at us.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
There's a lot of
logic points where I can be like, but I...
Now, this one felt more like a G.I. Joe movie than the first
one. This one definitely did. And I think the best thing I remember, someone was asking, this is where we did the reveal. We normally don't talk about the movie before we podcast about it, but one of our other guys was hanging out with us and he asked what we thought, and you know, like Bad Obvious was saying, like, you know, his kind of opinion. I was saying my kind of opinion. And the best I could say is like, well, you'd say it's better at least than the first one. And he's like, yes. It's easily better than the first one.
It would be an accomplishment to be worse than the first one.
Yes.
However, there were many significant characters from the first one just completely missing from the second.
Yeah, the only one
that they don't even reference.
The only one they do reference, really, besides Duke, Cobra Commander, Zartan, and then the
Destro.
But Destro is kind of a nod.
Yeah.
And... I mean, that's not really much a spoiler. That, as far as I know, that was everyone out there. But, I mean, I'm not going to say what it is, but, I mean, it's more of just a nod, really. They kind of ignore Scarlet. They kind of ignore They ignore
Baroness,
which is a big one. I was like, I'm sorry, they didn't at least bring her back.
Marlon, Sean, Damon, whichever Wayans he is.
Yeah, I mean, the Wayne brother. And then the other guy who is the big heavy. I can't remember his name.
I can't remember
and the Snake Eyes obviously was back as well, but and Storm Shadow. But they really don't. They leave a lot of them back, and I can only imagine it's because
contract money disputes.
Money. They probably want more back, and I'm sure they wanted to do this kind of on a budget.
I doubt Sienna Miller was.
Which one's that?
She was Baroness.
Okay.
I doubt she was coming back.
I mean,
unless
they're
paying her a ton.
You look at a lot of that movie, and there's a lot of bad acting.
Oh yeah.
Like I mean, like hell, like, and there's a lot of good actors in it, which was kind of surprising, but I won't lie. I keep saying won't lie. I'm sorry. It's one of the things I'm trying to get better at not saying, but the slow motion things didn't bug me. The only part that it bugged me at was during the ninjas on ropes thing. Mm-hmm. That was the only part that bugged me. Otherwise, to me, it really didn't bother me at all.
It was just constantly there, and I constantly sat going, another slow-mo. Ugh. I mean, Michael Bay had his fingerprints all over this movie. It just wasn't a Michael Bay movie.
See, I wouldn't even say Michael Bay, but just like big explosion blockbuster kind of, you know, like blockbuster using quotation marks kind of movie is what it had all over it. Like, it had explosions, had action, had a hot girl. For the most part, just had one, which...
Lady Jane would get it.
I mean, I don't see it as much, but I mean, like, but you know, they had like just one female, and I was like, man, you're sticking to this one female to many, many males ratio. But I mean, they had that one, like, they had the hot, sexy lead, they had the big buff guys, they had the guns, the explosions, the world ending, impending doom. That was like, you know, it's like you throw all that into it and shake around a bit and pour it on whatever, like, you know, topic you want at the moment, and you get a summer blockbuster or quote unquote blockbuster. So, I mean, that, yes, it's formulaic. So go on. I remember you said you could go on after this, and I was telling you I could go on for like 5 minutes. So this is mostly you.
Yeah. Obviously, I appreciate George Lucas and his.
I'm wondering why you keep bringing up George Lucas. Because, was it just because of the fights?
Well, the fights or any action scene. Because I'll tell
you
this,
I disagree with you on that wholeheartedly.
When you have an action scene, you know what's going on.
Except for like in a Star Wars movie. Like, well, we've talked about this in battles wise. Like, I love episode one for just the Duel of Fates battle. Mm-hmm. That one I think is good for pulled out. But for like the one with Dooku, I don't know, it looked like a light switch rave. The one with Anakin, light switch rave. That I actually had more problems with those fights than I did with these ones. Though there were elements of too close and too much shaky cam and too many cuts during like the Storm Shadow and Snake Eyes scene, which I was watching thinking of you, because we had the conversation about how disappointed we were in the first movie, mm-hmm. which their face-off was pointless.
Mm-hmm.
This one, they actually have a good fight. I think it was a good fight. No. But I mean, how about this? They give it...
He's got an Uzi, and he's shooting ninja stars, and doesn't hit Storm Shadow once.
And doesn't use his sword, really, at all.
No. But Snake Eyes rarely uses his sword. I have a problem with his costume. I love his costume.
I want his costume. I want not his even costume. Because of G.I. Joe, just because I love the way it looks.
However, he's a ninja, not a linebacker.
No, I got you. And that
costume is way too big for a ninja.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the problem I have with the costume, yet I still love the costume.
Yes, I want it. So, I love the weird, like, I don't know what it is, but from the neck to the shoulders, like that leather part mm-hmm. and the rest. Oh, man, I was like, I no, want that armor. No,
it's
a sexy armor.
Costume. But, it's just not practical.
Well, it's a G.I. Joe movie.
Lock it up.
You lock G.I. it Joe, up. But I mean, that's
Lady
like.
Lady Jane's red dress was very practical.
No.
Very practical.
The red dress, like I said. Very practical. But, I'm trying to think about it now. Again, my only problem with it was the Storm Shadow, like, Snake Eyes fight is that they had that point where, I don't know what it is with people now cutting movies, like second, millisecond, like, they're cutting frames, like, nobody's business. I'm like, dude, take your chill pill, don't drink so much Red Bull, and don't do so many cuts.
That's why I appreciate Lucas, because even if the rave in episode two, which I'll give you, like, the lighting was a little off, he still pulled back and let you see the fight developing. Where this, you can't see the fight developing. You're just seeing motion and hearing hits.
I would say this one is honestly in between where, like, if you look at all the, again, I'm going to take episode two just because it's the easy one to pick at. Because I know that one a bit more vividly than, honestly, I haven't watched number three in a long time since we watched it, I think. But with that, yes, they had the pullback shots and then they had the up close. So it was like super far back. You enjoy it and super up close. You're like, it's just wham, wham, wham. This was somewhere in between. But it didn't give you variety. It was just always there.
And it didn't let you watch the fight. It almost felt as one point you were Storm Shadow, at one point you were Snake Eyes, and you kind of just see what's going on in front of you as opposed to pulling back and being a fly on the wall watching these two awesome ninjas kill each other.
Which I do wonder what's going on with like action coordinators, because I mean they put a lot of budgets in there, but there should be someone I figured that would want to be able to watch.
It really makes
it.
You appreciate like The Matrix.
Yeah, like where stuff with like the
almost 20 years later. What is it? 15 now.
Yeah,
it's like that fight scene in the first the Matrix. Dojo part? The dojo part, the fight with Smith, they all hold up.
Yeah, because you can watch it and enjoy the actual action. There was someone who actually choreographed it. There was actually a lot of effort in it. But that was my problem with it. Is I liked it, but it just didn't give me a lot of variety. So maybe it's me kind of in a sideways line agreeing with you on that. Very begrudgingly.
It seems like it.
But yeah. So any other parts for you?
Now I got to...
I can lead off mine if you want a little thing.
I know you were talking about technology.
Yes.
And how you wanted me to remind you for G.I. Joe.
Flat screen monitor. So really dumb. They go into this really shitty, they say rec center, but it looks like a boxing ring with a bunch of stuff to hike up. And they have a bunch of CRT, like the old big ass, computer screens. I'm like, oh, I can make something out of this. Cut to next screen. Lady J has two freaking flat screen monitors, brand spanking new, hooked into a bunch of old technology. And I'm like, I thought you were going to make something with it. I was kind of hoping she would just have crappy ass CRT monitors. I'm like, that kind of defeats the purpose because I'm pretty sure those weren't in those big buckets of things. And I know it sounds stupid, but that bugged me. I had one of those like, you have your hands on your head and you go throw it at the screen. You're like, what are you doing? That was my only thing. I know it's stupid, but it bugged me.
I don't understand how the briefcase was so important. I understand it had the override.
The override, and that's, again, it's a spoiler, and I want to talk about it so bad that that is the dumbest. No, I mean, I'm trying to figure out how to say it to you without saying it over this, but what happens when you press the override was the dumbest thing in the world, and I cannot say it.
It's kind of like Transformers 3, where the first time they disconnect the
cube or the matrix?
Wormhole, like the planet stops.
Yes.
The second time they disconnected, all of a sudden the planet blows up. Okay.
I was like, it was that kind of logic.
I'd like to go with you, but I just can't.
And that's what I said, stupidest thing that happens with that. Yeah, and I'm sorry if there's like, if we read too much into it, but yeah, it I was like, really? What? I did like the whole scene in like the world conference scene, which I kind of cracked me up because I love poking fun at North Korea and I kind of would like more movies to poke fun at it.
That scene was, it was actually interesting the way it was written to how it handled the nuclear.
Yes, I thought it was.
Problem. I was like, that. I liked that.
Oh, that was pretty good.
You know, oh, good idea. Nice.
And it actually, and again, I gave it a chance for Cobra Commander to actually do something. Because you think about it, he really just shows up and he's like, oh, I'm shiny. That was the only point he had to really got to time. The Gung Fu scene with like The Rock and whatever his name was. The guy who plays Volstagg, which Wonder Woman blew my mind again. End. Yes, the Firefly dude.
Right.
Like, it was Gung Fu. Did you? Like, dumb. I was like, it was like pretty much like a.
It was dumb. Yeah. And again, I couldn't tell what was happening half the time. I know at one point, somebody's gun. The magazine gets dislodged.
Yes,
I think it's The Rock's.
It was The Rock's because he doesn't have any bolts to shoot.
But
he has one to shoot.
It wasn't like
it wasn't obvious.
I'm trying to think what movie it was that did that, and I think it might have been Dark Knight Rises. I can't remember, but somebody had hit person and had taken the magazine out of their gun.
Yeah.
While they were fighting, and you could see what was happening. Again. You're in between these two huge concrete pillars having this fight scene with these two big guys that are running around jibber jabber. Steady cam, man. It doesn't need to be shaky cam the entire time.
I didn't even notice really shaky cam. But just, again, too close up.
Too close and just too much.
So
you're right on
biggest
the cuts.
Gripes.
Yeah, it was huge. It was hard to enjoy the action because it was shooting itself in the foot.
I would say
no pun intended.
Yeah,
but.
No. Well, no one did think of, but I guess I about to say I can agree with the cuts because that's my problem with a lot of movies. Honestly, is I'm like I don't know why you're so schizophrenic with your cuts. I'm like maybe that's just me as an older moviegoer, and maybe that's the way the newer audience handles it. Which
possible.
On a completely sideline, that was probably the coolest thing sitting next to weird little girls next to me is watching with Jurassic Park, them screaming at the proper points of like when the dinosaurs coming out at them and them going like freaking out and thinking how awesome it was. That was kind of neat because I kind of had the feeling that they had probably seen this the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they didn't know that this was an older movie. I don't know. That just total sideline. I thought that was awesome. It was like when I went and saw Up in 3D and there's kids going, ooh, when the house flew over. And I was like, all right, I'm happy. This is cool. But so we want to get into what we think about the movie?
Yeah, we can.
Do you have more? If you have more, we can talk about it. Or do you want to cut it down to things? Because I'm pretty well set on mine.
I think that's going to be what I'll cover. Those were my huge, huge gripes. There was a trailer for Armageddon in the White House. Part 2.
Yeah, I know. It was. I told you about that. I was like, but it's Roland Emmerich, and sadly, Roland Emmerich has my money.
There are two White House movies coming out. One was Olympus Has Fallen, which was the deep impact version of the White House going down.
It actually did kind of well. I'm like, wonder if it might be. It had Morgan Freeman in it, so it would be
funny. Yeah, and then there's White House Has Fallen.
It's White House Down.
White House Down, which is
has Channing
the
Tatum.
Armageddon version of
Channing
White
Tatum
House fighting.
Is
and
Ben Affleck?
Kind of. They did a great job when they cut the trailer of showing you the end of the movie in the trailer.
Yeah, I didn't even notice that. I kind of blanked it out already.
Oh, I did. I even pointed it out to you.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
White House burns?
You
don't want to spoil it.
Yeah.
But yes, I mean, was there any other notable trailers? Because I can't remember.
Notable trailers. There was Monster. No, that was... That was on the preview show.
Can't think of anything else, really.
Can
I just say how excited
Fast
I am
Six
for
or whatever.
Not that, but Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2. I like how your wifey was saying, do we really need a second one? And my answer is that yes. Yes, we do. Though, if it sucks, I'll be really disappointed, and I'll just ignore it ever exists and watch the first one again.
There you go.
Let's get into it, what we think of. Are you going to start off?
Yeah, mine's easy.
Well, I thought that was kind of obvious when you were telling me when we're coming out of the theater and you're like, man, I can go on for half an hour. And I'm like, or an hour and a half or whatever. And I was like, yeah, I can go on for about 5 minutes, but I'm pretty sure I know what you're going to go on about.
Yeah, it was just ridiculous, and not the good kind of ridiculous for me. It was just, I think if they had done a better job with the fight scenes,
that would have won you over.
It would have won me over instead of,
or at least make it palpable.
Yeah, it would have been enjoyable instead of rolling my eyes every time there's a fight scene. And there's, you know, any sort of action going on, because they are cramming so much on the screen and not letting you see what's developing.
Yeah. It's depressing. I get your point. I'm about to say, like I already told myself, you know, mine's kind of a dissenting opinion. So, you know, this is what